dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says two more people in his commonwealth have been killed by severe weather, and that brings the national total to 20. Seven of those deaths occurred in Cook County, Texas, where an EF tornado roared through. Many of the injured were taking shelter in a truck stop. Peggy Heron was there.
The minute we got inside, saw everybody, and the whole room just, it exploded just that fast.
There are nearly 700,000 power outages across the U.S. as a result of the storms. President Biden is set to lay a wreath and speak at Arlington National Cemetery as the nation marks Memorial Day. The Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry says at least 35 people were killed in an Israeli strike on a refugee camp in Rafah. The Israeli military says it used precision weapons. And there could be a verdict this week in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial. Closing arguments start tomorrow. This is ABC News. The family of the professional golfer who died over the weekend at age 30, confirming that he took his own life. ABC's Will Reeve has more.
The golf world mourning the tragic loss of professional golfer Grayson Murray. The 8-year PGA Tour veteran had been open and vulnerable about his struggles with mental health issues and alcoholism, like in this social media post last year.
It's not easy on me and the people around me that love me. They don't like to see me down, and they've been my number one supporters.
PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan saying he spoke to Murray's parents and they asked that we continue with tournament play.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Anyone who feels they need help can contact the National Crisis Lifeline at 988. And for the second time in less than a week, passengers were hurt by turbulence on an international flight. This was a flight from Doha to Dublin. 12 were hurt. 8 had to go to the hospital. Last week, one person died on a Singapore Airlines flight. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important. And you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpson's Tractor, TC Auto Works, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Tech.
Good afternoon. It's 12:04. We're at 70 degrees with news. I'm Adam Hess. The forecast for the rest of today from meteorologist Tony Schumacher: partly to mostly cloudy and cool. A few showers of thunderstorms likely by late to mid-afternoon, a high near 70. For tonight, showers ending in the evening, then partly cloudy, a low dropping down to 50. Tuesday's outlook: partly to mostly cloudy and cool. A few more showers likely at times with a high of 67. Wednesday, 69 with sunshine to partly cloudy skies, and Thursday mostly sunny and pleasant with a high near 72 degrees. Our current temperature under partly to mostly cloudy skies, we're at 70 degrees. Our News at Noon continues in a moment.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
Attention, truck drivers. Allied Ready Mix of Muscat A and Plain is hiring. They're looking for a responsible, fully certified, full-time Ready Mix truck driver. You can drive out of either the Muscat A or Plain plants, work Monday through Friday with 40-plus hours a week, enjoy competitive wages, health, dental, and vision insurance, 401k, and paid holidays. To apply, call 608-723-3396 or visit their Facebook page. That's Allied Ready Mix at 608-723-3396. Join their team today. Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Their cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscat A or call them at 739-4440.
Good afternoon with news on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess. A single vehicle crash in the town of Pulaski claimed the life of the driver. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of the crash Saturday afternoon at State Highway Road 80-133. Lone Rock Fire and Lone Rock EMS were paged to assist deputies on the scene. The sole occupant of the vehicle was pronounced dead at the scene. The National Weather Service is in Rock County to survey severe weather damage from Sunday. The damage to large trees, it could have been done by tornadoes. The Weather Service investigation will focus on Janesville and Milton. Tornadoes may have also touched down near Whitewater and Fort Atkinson on Sunday. A crash resulted in OWI charges. Saturday morning at approximately 11 a.m., the Sauk County Sheriff's Office was notified of a motorcycle versus car crash on Valley View Road near Willow Road in Franklin Township. Upon arriving at the scene, the deputy made contact with the operator of the car, Ryan H. Meichelsberger, 49, of Rural Plain. During the investigation, the deputy learned that Meichelsberger may have been impaired and asked to perform a field sobriety test. As a result of those tests, Meichelsberger was placed under arrest for operating while intoxicated, sixth offense. The operator of the motorcycle was transferred by UW MedFlight with non-life-threatening injuries. Charges of operating while intoxicated, sixth offense, failure to install an ignition interlock, operating after revocation, and operating left of center are pending. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Plain Fire and EMS, Spring Green Police, and UW MedFlight. Cuts are coming to another Wisconsin college. Viterbo University in La Crosse is trying to lower expenses. 27 jobs are going away. Viterbo's president says enrollment is shrinking and the university's deficit is growing. The shortfall next year could hit $5.5 million. The River Valley School District is seeking input from the community concerning the recent referendum. Here's Michael Hernan with more on that story.
River Valley's recent referendum on April 2nd has failed. Since then, River Valley posted out a survey to get more details on why it failed. River Valley's District Administrator Lauren Glassbrenner explains the survey and how to fill it out.
And so one of the things that we're doing is created a community survey, and a community survey is going to come out. And again, this is to give the River Valley School District Board of Education more information. It's to allow them to dig into other things. So within that last referendum, we focused on fiscal responsibility, ADA needs, as well as safety and security. And a lot of those needs, all of those needs haven't gone away, right? So we're going to have to dig back in and figure out what we should do and if there are pieces that people liked and pieces that people didn't like. So one of the things I'd like to do right now, Phil, if I could, is just kind of go through some of the ideas that we're hoping to seek in this survey. And then also I'll have this survey in the local newspaper as well as online on our website. And we'll also get the survey out in social media so that people can take it electronically, or they could reach out to me over at the district office and we'll mail them one out so that they can take it paper and pencil, just like they did in the old days. So we'll...
The River Valley School District wants to take data from the survey and go over the feedback. The survey covers a wide variety of topics.
But in general, we want to know where people reside. Again, River Valley's lucky. We have Arena, Lone Rock, Plain, and Spring Green, as well as the 12 municipalities around us. So we're going to really dig into that and make sure that we know where people are coming from and whether or not they voted on April 2nd. That'll be important because if they didn't vote, I still want to know their information and feedback on what we should do in our district. We had two questions. Then the question one for our district before was that $19.5 million worth of school facility improvement. We want to know if they like that question or not. So it's a yes or no. But if they voted no for that 19.5 school facility improvement, I want to know why. I want them to be able to really quickly tell me, yep, it's too much money. It's going to raise my taxes. Or I don't agree with the ADA compliance. Or I don't agree with safety and security being a priority. Or that facility maintenance should be embedded within your budget annually. Or we don't need any more gymnasium space. Or I don't like the idea of every kid being on one campus. You should keep playing open, for example. Maybe they didn't understand or like the design plan. So I'm giving them lots of ways for them to tell me what they liked or what they didn't like.
Prior to the referendum, River Valley polled the communities to see how they would feel with what the referendum was covering. Lauren Glassbrenner explains the straw polls.
It's always interesting because you can do that straw poll. And we did a survey about a year and a half ago, and I had 500 survey results that came back fairly quickly, and they were pretty balanced and they gave us good information. And we built our referendum questions from that survey. At that time, we had people saying yes, yes, yes. And then at our election time, we kind of had some people saying no. And so obviously the no was more than the yes on our vote in April. So that's where we've got to dig back in and figure out exactly why. So with the straw polls are only as good as the amount of people that take it. And so I appreciate that. I felt a good read on where the communities were. Everybody's strapped for money. I get that. I'm trying again to be sensitive to the communities that are a part of River Valley, but I also have to get paid to bring up forward the best facilities possible for the kids' education. And so that's where I've got to find that great balance between what the communities will support and what the communities' needs and beliefs are of the district.
The final question on the current survey will help the River Valley School District plan on the direction to go in the future referendum.
The final question that we're trying to ask them, by the way, this survey could take you about 2 minutes total, so that's a good thing. The final thing that we're going to ask folks out there is, what items should we replace, remodel, and renovate? What should we be doing differently? So we're going to ask them directly about what things we should dig into first so that we can prioritize within the district. There were many needs that we were trying to address in that referendum, and it seems as if it was too many needs. So we got to get backwards, and we've got to go back and listen to our communities and really ask them for their feedback.
For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
In a world with so many things being the same, it's kind of fun to find something different. At WCCU Credit Union, we are striving to be that different kind of financial. A place that offers you the best of both worlds. Whether you want to do business in person or online, we have local people you know and trust, along with secure and robust online banking. Also, we have some awesome rates on savings, loans, and checking too. For more information or to compare our rates, stop on in to any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. All deposits are federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
WRCO's News at Noon continues with the keynote speech heard during the Memorial Day program held earlier today in Richland Center at the Veterans Memorial Pavilion at Kraska Park. The keynote address was presented by Chaplain Major General of the United States Air Force, retired Cecil Richardson.
I'm kind of known for my humor and witticisms, and I'm going to refrain from that this morning as much as I can, because this is Memorial Day. It's the one day of the year set aside to honor our loved ones, our ancestors, our friends, who sacrificed and died defending our freedom. Some of us remember what it was like a couple decades ago to turn on our TV and witness an attack on America. As we watched the unfolding events and the grim aftermath of the terrorist attacks in New York and the Pentagon, we were devastated by the loss of thousands of innocent lives. We were awestruck by the accounts of individual heroism. We were saddened and troubled at the recognition of new dangers that had never before been imagined. And those of us who were wearing a uniform at the time recognized that life for us had changed forever. We prayed for peace. We prayed that such a thing would never happen again. And yet our country today continues to face threats from those who despise us, from those who want to inflict as much pain and suffering on America and Americans as they possibly can, just because we're an American. A few months before I retired from the military, I spoke at a large church in Dallas, Texas, and I told them about the awesome men and women who serve our country in the military. After the worship service, a little blue-haired Texas lady came up to me and said to me, "Are you a minister?" Well, I said, "Well, yes." I had just preached the sermon. I thought it would be obvious, but I said, "Well, yes, I am a minister." And she said, in the way that only blue-haired Texas women can speak, and I can't do it, but she said, "I thought all ministers were anti-war." And I said, "Well, yes, ma'am. All ministers are anti-war. In fact, you will be surprised to know that all military people are anti-war. All firemen are anti-fire. All policemen are anti-crime. But in this imperfect world, sometimes we have a fire. And thank God for those magnificent men and women who will put on protective gear and risk their own lives to rescue those who are in danger. And sometimes in this imperfect world, we have crime. And thank God for those awesome men and women who will put on protective gear also and pin a badge on their chest and go in and risk their own lives to rescue those who are in danger. And sometimes we have a war. And thank God for those wonderful young men and women who raise their right hand and take an oath saying, I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same. Then I told the blue-haired lady my favorite story. It's about a traveler who was minding his own business, not bothering anybody at all, when a bunch of bad guys jumped on him, and they beat him up, and they took all his possessions. They even tore the clothes off his body, and he left them in a ditch for dead. Along came a minister. He saw the naked man down in the ditch, and he thought to himself, "That's disgusting. It's terrible what drugs do to a person these days." So he went on his way to write a sweet little sermon about divinity. And later on, a deacon passed by. He saw the blood, he saw the bruises, and he said to himself, "That guy is in terrible shape, really bad shape. I'd love to help him, but I have a dental appointment and I don't want to be late." Then along came a minister of a cursed outcast group, a lawyer. And the lawyer pulled out his first aid kit from his BMW, and he patched up the man's wounds, and he took him to the nearest Hilton hotel, and he pulled out his Visa gold card, and he said to the desk clerk at the hotel, "Give this man a good room. Send up food and send up medical care and give him anything he needs and put it on my card." And of course, I'm talking about the parable of the Good Samaritan. It's a story loved and repeated by every major faith group in the entire world. Not just Christianity, but every major faith group in the entire world. But let's back it up a half hour. Let's say that the Good Samaritan arrived while the traveler was being beaten up. Let's say he arrived while they were pulling off his clothes and taking everything that he owned, while they were endangering his life. Then what would the right thing be? I say to you this morning that the right thing would have been to stop the violence and protect the innocent. But what if you have to use force? The right thing to do is to stop the violence and protect the innocent. What if you have to hurt the bad guy? The right thing to do is to stop the violence and protect the innocent. Do whatever is necessary to protect the innocent. That, my friends, is what's known as the just war theory. But let's back it up, not a half hour, but a full hour. A full hour. Nothing's happened yet. Nothing at all. The traveler's going along. The Good Samaritan notices him, doesn't see a thing, but the Good Samaritan looks up into the rocks and he sees the bad guys up there, and he knows them. He knows they're criminals. He knows they're thieves. He sees them with their clubs out. He sees them with their swords. He realizes that they're just getting ready to jump on that poor traveler. So what should he do? What's the right thing to do? The right thing to do would be to stop the violence and protect the innocent. The right thing to do, the noble thing to do, the good thing to do is to prevent the violence from even happening any way he possibly can. Even if he had to use force, yes. Even if he had to hurt the bad guys, yes. We don't use any more force than absolutely necessary, but we need to prevent the violence and protect the innocent. And that, my friends, is the theory of a preemptive strike. So the next time you hear somebody bad-mouthing the military or trying to yell at you because you support the military, just say, "My chaplain says that I'm being a good Samaritan." Oh, ho, ho. I spent 41 and a half years in the military. The first six, as was mentioned, I was a Russian interpreter. Then I got out and went to college and seminary and got some degrees, and I came back in as a chaplain. I've served in 131 countries in all 50 states. I've walked on our nation's battlefields, including years in Iraq and Afghanistan. I've stood in bombed out buildings with my uniform literally soaked with blood. I've held the hands of several of my close friends, whose names are now etched in granite stones at Arlington National Cemetery. They were my battle buddies. I went where they went. I did what they did. I worked with them. I flew with them. I prayed with them. I laughed with them. And there were times when I cried with them. Today in this ceremony, I honor those guys, my friends, my buddies, for in the words of President Abraham Lincoln, they gave the last full measure of devotion. There's a billboard that you can see as you travel along America's highways. It's pretty popular. It says, "Together we stand. United we stand for the United States of America." But this morning I would humbly suggest another billboard, another poster, one that says, "United we kneel." No, we will never kneel before dictators. We will never bend our knees before terrorists. We refuse to give in to those who would deprive us of the freedoms our fathers and mothers fought and died to preserve. But united we kneel before Almighty God to thank Him for His blessings, to praise Him for this, the greatest country on the face of the earth, to pray for those who are still grieving and suffering from a personal loss of a loved one, to remember our military personnel serving today, especially those who are in harm's way this morning, and to affirm our faith that the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy never comes to an end. May this be the moment when all Americans can say, "United we kneel, as one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all." God bless you, and God bless America.
That is Chaplain Major General of the United States Air Force, retired Cecil Richardson, providing the keynote address in today's Memorial Day program held in Richland Center at the Veterans Memorial Pavilion. News time at WRCO-FM is now 12:27. We're at 69 degrees as clouds continue to move in. A little later on in this newscast, we'll check in with meteorologist Tony Schumacher. We'll have an update on your forecast as we head into the week, and we'll have today's vital statistics coming up next.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Good afternoon. It's time for today's vital statistics for Monday, May 27th, 2024. Sponsored on WRCO-FM by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Charlene B. Charlie Linscheid, 82 of Richland Center, died Tuesday, May 21st after a long and courageous battle with scleroderma. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday morning at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. Luke's Catholic Church on Tuesday from 9 a.m. until the time of the mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's Catholic Church or the National Scleroderma Foundation. The Stafford Funeral Home of Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Charlene Linscheid is survived by one daughter, Aaron and David Kepler, one stepson, Dan Linscheid, one grandchild, three step-grandchildren, two brothers, Randy and Teresa Bry, and Al and Mary Bry. Two sisters, Bobby and Rick Anderson, and Sherry and Frances Rubish. A sister-in-law, Joyce Farness, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Charlene B. Charlie Linscheid, 82 of Richland Center. Jerry R. Rowe, 80 of Platteville and formerly of Muscadet, died Saturday at Edenbrook Manor in Platteville. A funeral service will be held Thursday afternoon at 4 at the Melby Funeral Home in Platteville with burial at the Hillside Cemetery, Platteville, following the service. Friends may call at the Melby Funeral and Crematory on Thursday from 1 o'clock until the time of the service at 4. Survivors of Jerry Rowe include his wife, Sally, two children, Lisa Rowe of Platteville, and Jason and Chris Rowe of Park City, Utah. Four grandchildren, two brothers, Ron and Jodine Rowe of Muscadet, and Ken and Sandy Rowe of Deerfield, and a sister-in-law, Marge Rowe. Jerry R. Rowe, 80 of Platteville, and formerly of Muscadet.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Corin Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Corin Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Check out the savings at Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get 0% financing with cash back available. There are special offers on hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all kinds from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors, and commercial utility equipment including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval. Approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions apply. Cashback amounts vary and are applied at time of sale. Cashback offers are only available in financing purchase with CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC.
Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Their cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call them at 739-4440.
Well, we have one happy couple celebrating an anniversary in the area on this Monday, May 27th. Congratulations and best anniversary wishes to Chad and Penny Clary from Boscobel and Center Pharmacies.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are looking for more rain to come into the region from the west and northwest here this afternoon as a disturbance slides our way and interacts with the daytime heating. So expect some widely scattered showers, a few thunderstorms. A few of the thunderstorms could have some small hail and gusty winds, but for the most part, not really a severe situation. Rain amounts generally could be widely variable from a trace to maybe even a half inch in a couple of spots. We could see a repeat performance tomorrow, but overall the rain amounts look a little bit less. That should be the end of this unsettled pattern for a bit. We'll have high pressure working in for Wednesday and Thursday, bringing us plenty of much needed sunshine and nice mild temperatures during the day, a little chilly at night. Behind that, we'll see the next weather system approach by Friday evening and Saturday. Could spread some more showers back into the region. Here's that forecast now for the rest of today. Partly or mostly cloudy, high in the upper 60s to near 70. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely by mid-afternoon. Wind northwest at 10 to 15. Tonight, showers ending in the evening, then partly cloudy, low at 50. Tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy and cool. A few more showers likely at times with a high of 67, wind northwest at 10 to 20. Wednesday, quite a bit of sunshine, low 43, high 69. And Thursday, mostly sunny and pleasant, low 42, high 72. Friday, partly cloudy and a bit warmer, low in the mid-40s with a high in the mid-70s. Saturday, mixed skies with some isolated showers and thunderstorms possible, low 51 with a high of 76. Sunday, variably cloudy, good chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, low 54 with a high of 76 degrees. Have yourself a good afternoon, everybody. Again, some scattered showers are expected, highs near 69. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Well, as late as the 9 to 10 o'clock hour, we had perfectly clear skies and lots of sunshine. However, we're currently at mostly cloudy, as the clouds have built in just as meteorologist Tony Schumacher predicted, and we're at 69 degrees. The low this morning was 55. Our high yesterday came in the morning hours at 6:24 a.m. It was 61. The record high from 2018, 96. And the record low, 33, from 1983. 1 year ago, 79 was the high. Our low was 40. The sun will set today at 8:31. Sunrise tomorrow morning at 5:27. Now, currently, as mentioned, mostly cloudy skies, and the winds are a bit gusty, up to 9 to 15 miles per hour out of the southwest. The barometric pressure is on the climb at 29.76. No precipitation to report today. Yesterday, we did receive almost an inch of rain in the area, 94 hundredths here at the station. The high yesterday comes to us from 6:24 a.m. yesterday morning when it was 61, our morning low 55, and under partly to mostly cloudy skies, depending upon where you're at. We're under mostly cloudy, and we're at 69 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. Loss of sleep, feeling tired for no reason, feeling low or anxious, hearing voices. If you are experiencing these symptoms, they shouldn't be ignored or brushed aside in hopes they will go away. Like other diseases, we need to address mental health concerns early, identify the underlying illness, and plan an appropriate course of action on a path towards overall health. Take a mental health screening and find out more at mentalhealthamerica.net. May is National Mental Health Month. This message has been brought to you as a public service from WRCO. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Internet delivery speeds. The gap between what we have and what the government says we should have is wider now. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The Federal Communications Commission recently decided that the new benchmark for broadband internet service is 100 megabits per second downloads and 25 megabits per second uploads. In much of rural America, that level of service is potentially a long way off. Christopher Ali is a telecommunications professor at Penn State University.
The last really good estimate, and this was during the pandemic, found that 42 million people living in the United States do not have access to a broadband network. Oftentimes, these are found in rural, remote, and indigenous areas. That number gets even bigger when we talk about folks who can't afford access to the internet.
Ali says for unserved and underserved areas of the country, it's not just a matter of missing out on Netflix.
It can aid with economic development. It can be a game changer when it comes to telehealth, especially for our rural, remote, and indigenous communities, which lack doctors and nurses, which means that you can suddenly connect with a healthcare professional. It aids in education. Some studies have found that access to broadband can raise grades and especially SAT scores. And just think about the opportunities that it can give our young people, including just being able to apply to college.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Thoughts on the House Ag Committee's Farm Bill proposal from the former chair. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The former chair of the House Ag Committee says getting bipartisan approval for a farm bill in committee will help lawmakers build widespread support in the House. But Colin Peterson says to get more bipartisan votes between now and September, lawmakers should also address concerns about how to pay for farm bill updates.
The SNAP provisions, which brought down the last two farm bills for about a year on each case, that's a problem. The CCC limitations, the administration doesn't like that. I think there's ways to work through this. And I've talked to some of the prominent Republicans on the other side that think there's a way to work this out. We just have to work together.
Peterson says Republican lawmakers will likely ask the Budget Committee to do some directive scoring for the new farm bill instead of using the Congressional Budget Office. He says it would be controversial, but it's been done before in 1996. And if it happens again, it could get the new farm bill more support.
There's a significant amount of money that's needed to do the things that people feel need to be done. And they're going to have to figure out a way to raise that money without causing more division within the ag community and within the committee.
In the meantime, Peterson says the Senate Ag Committee will be working on their version of the farm bill. However, he's not expecting a combined farm bill to come up for a vote until after the November election. The senior vice president of the Association of Equipment Manufacturers says he's not concerned about recent industry layoffs. Kurt Blades tells Brownfield it's cyclical.
The manufacturers are really doing a nice job of preparing what that market's going to look like in the next couple of years, anticipating perhaps some slowdown in the overall ag economy.
Blades says manufacturers are trying to avoid repeating prior mistakes. Both John Deere and CNH Industrial, the parent company of Case IH and New Holland, have announced multiple rounds of layoffs in production facilities across the Midwest this year. Foreign soybean buyers have been getting a firsthand look at the U.S. soybean industry through the Soybean Oil Masters program. Will McNair with the U.S. Soybean Export Council says it's an opportunity to teach about the industry.
Teaching people everything from where the beans are produced to how the soybean oil is produced in country, or how it's crushed and refined to make the products that are used, to the nutritional and actual end uses, including how it's used in different marketplaces.
He tells Brownfield for most of the attendees, it's their first time visiting the U.S. Participants in the program come from various countries and will visit different centers around Indiana to learn more about the U.S. soybean industry. U.S. red meat and cold storage fell during April. USDA says the red meat total at the start of May was 956 million pounds, down 9% from a year ago. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hello everyone, this is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetum with Tim Sock Auction Realty. Well, the sale was low, it's not covered events. We had a small sale, but a good crowd. Large squares topped at $265 a ton, and large rounds topped at $220 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. DeWalt Tools, Households, Avon, and more. Online only auction ending May 29th at 6 p.m. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call, 608-723-4020 for auction or real estate needs. Or go to www.timsockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetum. Have a great day.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Cattle producers still aren't holding back cows. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Update. University of Missouri Scott Brown says when he takes a closer look at the latest beef cow slaughter numbers, the data suggests there isn't any growth in beef cow inventory.
When you look at beef cow slaughter, 240,000 head of beef cows slaughtered in April of 2024. That is down 8% relative to April of 23. I will say when you look at year to date for a second here, so down 128,000 head in terms of beef cow slaughter, that's 11.3%. So some may immediately grab onto that number and say, oh, we're building the beef cow herd. And my answer to that is that's even though it's down, it's not a strong enough signal in my book yet to suggest that we're really building beef cow slaughter. And don't forget, we just started the year with fewer beef cows. It's not surprising to see lower beef cow slaughter when inventory's been moving lower here of late.
Andy says there are some other factors that point to the lack of expansion in the cattle herd.
Looking at heifer slaughter, up 12.5% now. Let's be a little careful with this number. So that's April 2024 relative to April of 23 that we're up 12.5%. When you look at year to date, really unchanged, all right? But in my book, this is a little bit of confirmation of when we think of the cattle on feed report that gives us the percentage of heifers on feed, these numbers support what is, hey, we're not holding heifers back at this point. So I think it's just more information that tells me we're not building yet. It can happen fairly quickly, so I don't want to, you know, suggest we're in for months of no building. But the data we have still, to me, suggests not a lot of building's trying to happen at this point.
Brown says the latest cattle on feed report also suggests that the herd isn't growing. Placements in April were at 94.2% of a year ago, and cattle on feed as of May 1st were 99.1% of year ago totals. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. It's time to make your outdoors part of your living space with happy plants for your garden, stunning planters, and beautiful hanging baskets. We hear a lot of "your flowers look amazing" from our customers this time of year. Well, we have wonderful growers, and our crew does a fantastic job of keeping our plants happy and healthy. If you want to add color that you don't need to water, then you need to check out our amazing selection of lawn decor. Fantastic metal flowers, cool solar mushrooms, bugs, butterflies, dragonflies, and more. This spring has really caused a boom in the bug population. No worries. We stock and recommend products that can help you enjoy the outdoors without all the swatting. Aiders is your spring project headquarters, and we're always helping you make hardware easy.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
High global wheat prices could mean a boost for U.S. exports. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Garrett Toy, president of Ag Trader Talk, tells Brownfield that the recent rally in world wheat prices could help out U.S. exports.
Well, actually, yeah. I mean, there's some kind of commentary this week. I mean, wheat corn spreads trading at the highest level since the Russian invasion back in 2022. So you saw a fairly large tender from South Korea overnight. They ended up buying South America. But whatever we would see for any sort of wheat feeding is not going to take place in this market because it's wheat is too expensive relative to corn. So that may actually shift some demand to the corn market here at some point. But, is it enough to move the needle? That I don't know, but it definitely doesn't hurt.
Wheat was mixed, mostly higher Friday ahead of Memorial Day weekend, supported by U.S. and world weather concerns, also posting solid week-to-week gains. Now here's Megan Grebner. Megan?
Thanks, John. A Kentucky cattleman says he's often asked by beef producers why the U.S. exports beef if it has to import it. Andy Bishop, chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, tells Brownfield.
We can certainly add value to those with this export market and still not be taking away from our supply at home.
He says the U.S. Meat Export Federation recently released a report outlining the importance of trade.
The value of the export market adds to that carcass was $454 a head in the first quarter of 2024.
He says that's possible by growing demand for cuts of beef that aren't popular in the States. For example,
people that we ate with from Japan were so excited to get large intestine. It was a delicacy for them, and it's something that we throw away at home.
Bishop says the U.S. Meat Export Federation has done an incredible job of building demand for U.S. beef in different markets around the world. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner. Brownfield Ag News.
Walsh's Ace in Muscadet and Richland Center and Ace of La Crosse will be closed today in honor of Memorial Day. We'd like to extend our heartfelt thank you to all veterans and those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation. Enjoy your Memorial Day and thank you for your service. Walsh's Ace looks forward to serving you. Walsh's Ace appreciates your business.
Remember your food safety rules. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Summer grilling season officially kicks off today. And if you're anything like my family, cookouts are the highlight of your summer. So whether it's steaks, chicken wings, or burgers, it's important to remember some of those essential food safety rules. Meredith Carruthers is a food safety specialist with the USDA's Food Safety Inspection Service.
Using different tongs or a different spatula for the raw food that you're putting on the grill versus taking off. We've all seen it where Uncle Bob walks out with his tray of raw burgers, uses his spatula to put them on the grill, and then uses that same spatula and platter to put the cooked burgers back on. We absolutely do not want that. Please go get a new platter and new utensils and put those on a clean something or use the clean ones to take that off of the grill so you're not cross-contaminating harmful bacteria potentially to your food that you're going to be eating.
And she says,
and then always starting with clean hands, you know, if you're outside at a park or, you know, somewhere where running water is not as easily accessible, bringing moist towelettes or hand sanitizer, it's not going to be an exact substitute for washing hands. Using running water and soap is always best, but still better than starting with dirty hands or not doing anything at all. Those are great options to pack with you. Using cold sources if you're taking food to a park or something to grill.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Girl
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life, filled with dance, art, music, and knowledge. They dream of a brighter future with enough nutritious food to eat, a chance to learn and grow, to get an education, escape poverty, and do incredible things. Today, thanks to Children International and friends like you, such dreams are coming true. Together, we give children a chance to set their sights high and succeed in school and in life by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and so much more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today. Together, we can help end poverty for good.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.